Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Why don't we look to another special day during this year of faith, the Day of Confraternities and Popular Piety, one which will conclude with Holy Mass celebrated by Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square. An event Archbishop Bruno Fisichella, President of the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization, said at a recent press conference in the Vatican will be attended by well over 50,000 people. It will be a moment of faith, he said on this occasion, that finds in the simplicity of the expressions of popular piety its most deep-rooted core in our people, who live these signs uninterruptedly as a reminder of the faith of previous generations and as a tradition that should be witnessed to with courage and enthusiasm. These confraternities offer a lively witness to a variety of age-old local traditions of religiosity, often symbolized in priceless works of art. On Sunday, for example, in St. Peter's Square, there'll be an icon of Our Lady and Child, Our Lady of Abundance, with reference to the protection of the local agriculture and crops. It dates back to the 13th century, known locally as the Madonna di Quintiliolo. Quintiliolo relating to the land once owned by a Roman general by the name of Quintilius Varus, on whose property it was found. History relates that a peasant by the name of Isidore was ploughing the land with his oxen one day, when the animal suddenly refused to budge. Peering closer, Isidore saw that an icon of Our Lady had been unearthed by earlier ploughing. Today, both Isidore, since canonized, and the oxen are still in the picture. Isidore is the patron saint of the local confraternity, and the oxen, well, they're represented by the men who herd them in the hills above the town of Tivoli, around 30 kilometres, inland east of Rome. These men, known as Butteri, form the confraternity, and the high point of their devotion to the icon representing Our Lady has its age-old expression in a procession which takes place in the month of May. When this icon, set in a gilt Baroque frame with Our Lady dressed for the occasion, as popular piety often dictates, in an embroidered mantle, is carried a roughly 3 kilometre distance from the country shrine of Quintiliolo, where it is normally housed, to the nearby town of Tivoli across a deep gorge. Carried in prayerful procession led by the local prelates, followed by the local Butteri, the sturdy of whom carry the icon itself on a heavy cedar wood platform. A popular procession to the sound of prayer and song which winds along clinging to a hillside road, making a couple of stops along the way, and at the start of which oxen participate. The first stop is by a Marian roadside shrine at the top of a steep hill, the second by a little ilex-shaded terrace overlooking cascading waterfalls on the other side of the valley, where a little private chapel dedicated to St. Anthony attached to a former convent stands proud, and the third at the outskirts of Tivoli, by an impressive marble triumphal arch topped by carved winged angels dating back to the early 20th century. At this point, welcomed into town by the local bishop and town authorities, as well as by a volley of fireworks, it is placed on an elaborate throne and makes its way across town to its temporary resting place in the medieval neighbourhood, the Cathedral of St. Lawrence, built over what remains of an 11th century church. There, this icon of the Madonna and Child, considered to be miraculous, rests until the month of August, when it makes the return journey back to the country shrine of Quintiliolo, in which it is normally housed and taken care of by Capuchin friars. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.